ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the different verses of the Holy Quran dealing with the issue of closeness. And we said that a close look at these verses of the Holy Quran will illuminate that there are seven different stages when Holy Quran talks about the issue of closeness to the Almighty Allah. Closeness is important since engaging in supplication is nothing other than recognizing the Almighty Allah as the absolute cause, and this is nothing other than sincerity. And sincerity means that you know yourself, you recognize yourself as being in the presence of the Almighty Allah, as being close to Him. But we said that based on the different verses of the Holy Quran, we see there are seven different stages when it comes to closeness. In the first stage, the Almighty Allah invites the servants through giving them the order to call onto the third person pronoun. And he refers to himself, asks us to refer to him in this way, وَدْعُوهُ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. In the second stage, the Almighty Allah takes on a closer approach and sends the good news to the earth through His messengers. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Oh my messenger, you have to tell my people, you have to tell the servants that whenever they call upon me, I am close to them. In the third stage, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. In this third stage, Allah is close to the servants, but the servants do not see. In the fourth stage, the Almighty Allah is closer than the life vein of the servants. نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. In the fifth stage, Allah يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. This kind of man belongs to God, and he is in direct relation with the great love. And that's why the Almighty Allah comes to intervene between him and himself. بين المرء وقلبه. In the sixth stage, wherever the person looks at, wherever the person turns to, it is the Almighty Allah. And in the seventh stage, هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. He doesn't go anywhere to find the Almighty Allah. He actually sees everything as the Almighty Allah. He is the first, he is the last, he is the ascendant over all, and he is the knower of the hidden things. This is the kind of seventh stage that the person might be in.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Aleem. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, up to now, we counted 7 stages. These 7 stages are, in fact, the natural direction for human perfection, which is clearly depicted in the Holy Quran. Meanwhile, the ignorant ones are going away from the right path. It is as though there is nothing in this world except superficial pleasures. They do not want to see any of these powers. They do not want to see any of these pleasures. And they have limited themselves unto these things. Being away from God is the most hazardous of all calamities of mankind. It is so misleading that it causes man to disconnect from God and concentrate wholly on material issues. And this is a losing deal. Our heart, which by nature is the place for God's secrets, is filled with wishes and whims. This is what we have to be aware of. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, "Anta alladhi azalta al-aghyar 'an qulubi ahibba'ik hatta lam yuhibbu siwak wa lam yalja'u ila ghayrik." This is the kind of recognition of Imam Hussein alayhi salam when he engages in supplication. He is telling us, he is reminding us of the fact that even if we are aware of the fact that we are close to him, it is because of himself. You have removed the others from the heart of your lovers. أنت الذي أزلت الأغيار عن قلوب أحبائك حتى لم يحبوا سواك. Until they have not loved other than you. ولم يلجأوا إلى غيرك. And they have not resorted to other than you. If anybody paid sufficient attention to this issue, he would not stop weeping and would regret his wasting time. Then he would start all over again, paying full attention to the way he has selected, paying full attention to the path he has taken, and up to now, whatever he has lost, he will be thinking of making all things up in order to reach this stage of closeness to the Almighty Allah. Because he has recognized, إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَصُمُّ الْبُكْمَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Surely, the vilest of animals in Allah's sight are the deaf, the dumb, who do not understand. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.